All right, do I have everything for D&D? Player's handbook, pens, a notebook, Evan's dice.
Amber, Gundren Rockseeker, mystical bardic dwarf from the Woodland Enclave.
Greetings and well met,
I'm sorry, Evan, how do you say your elf's name again?
Half-elf. And his name is Eredrin Moonshadow, Prince of the Feywilds, you stupid dwarf. Alrighty, dude. Come in. Let's set up in the living room. The Cave of Mystic and Magical Chips. And also my roommate bought Red Coat Fizz, so help yourself, but please don't drink all of it, because he still needs some for later.
Hi, Snuffs. You dumb cat.
All right, where we last left off. Our heroes, Gundren Rockseeker, the dwarf bard equipped with his trusty battle axe and harpsichord, and the wonderful, beautiful, smart, and also spectacularly charming Eredrin Moonshadow find themselves in a cave.
Dude, this cave is nasty.
Amber, character voices, please. I want to be immersed.
Oh, sorry.
This cave is nasty.
Nice. Our heroes walk through the cave, stepping over and sometimes through skeletons, all while smelling the piles of decaying corpses as they make their way through the cave.
Wow, Gundren! This cave smells almost as bad as you!
Ha ha ha! Thank you, Eredrin. Your compliments are never ending.
Gundren, look! There! A locked door!
A locked door?
Yes, a locked door.
Wow, vivid storytelling. Do we have any more of that sweet, sweet red fizz? Oh, please, continue. I'm immersed.
We have to roll to see if you can pick the lock, okay?
Okay. Yes, that's a 19, my dude!
Success. You solved my door puzzle.
It's quiet.
Too quiet!
Shh!
Evan, is that what I think it is?
Yes, ma'am.
A sticky dragon. Lizard! I mean a dragon.
Okay. I know how to do this. Amber, I don't know how to do this. I've never actually fought a dragon before. It's always been goblins.
I'm a bard. How the hell am I supposed to know? Want me to sing this dragon to death? Let's hope he likes indie folk rock, because that's all I got, Homeslice.
Amber, please.
Okay. What weapons do you have?
I have a sword.
Character voices.
I have a sword.
Then use it. I guess I'll play you a song to boost your damage.
I swipe my blade against the beast's throat.
Roll! What did you get? Evan, what did you get?
I rolled a one.
Critical fail!
Evan, you died. Wait, where did you go? Evan, are you getting more of the sweet red fizz? You said we couldn't have too much. Your roommate wouldn't like it. Evan, are you in the kitchen? No, he's not in the cupboards. He's not in the vacuum cleaner either. Sometimes he hangs out in there. What, really?
Yeah, sometimes he does.
Ugh, snap out of it, Amber. You need to find Evan? He left a note. If you die in Dungeons and Dragons,
you die in real life.
Real life? Oh, come on, Snuffs, you stupid cat. Stop breaking things. We need to find Evan. What's that, boy? He's trapped in the old valley mill? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sure, we'll try the arcade, but then we'll try the mill.
Alright, Snuffs. We stopped at the arcade, the malt shop, even the old valley mill. Evan wasn't there, dude. No dice! No dice! Yeah, I guess. We are at the pizza place. Excuse me, waiter?
Yes, miss. What can I... Amber, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for my friend. We were playing D&D and he got sucked in and died.
Amber? Amber, I'm not dead. I worked at the pizza place.
And then I took his cat and we started looking for him everywhere, but it's like really hard to look for people when they're dead and...
Amber, I'm not dead. I work here at the pizza place.
I just miss him so much. I never even told him that I stole his dice.
That's where they went.
Evan? You're alive! What are you doing here?
What? I just told you all... You know what? Never mind. The real question is, what are you doing here?
There was a note that said, if you die in Dungeons & Dragons, you die in real life, and I thought you left it.
Heck no, lady dude. After I got that critical fail, I realized I was late for work, so I booked it out of there. You were just screaming the whole time before I left. It was actually kind of impressive.
Thank you. That does sound like something I'd do.
Wait. So if I didn't leave the note, then where did it come from? We need to get back to the house and solve this mystery. Evan and the case of the weird note.
Evan, we need to hurry.
All right. Come on, Synapse.
Hey, get the back here or you're on fire.
I'll take the L on this one.
Oh God, I hope nothing's wrong.
Amber, don't say that. No, everything's gonna be wrong. See, what did I tell you?
Everything would be wrong.
Oh God, there's a dragon literally destroying my living room. Like, what are the chances? Quick, I'll distract it. You find something to defeat its ass.
Just its ass?
Amber!
All right, okay, I'm looking. Ugh, Evan, where do you keep your weapons of mass destruction?
I have a glue gun in the top drawer.
Well, that's useless. Hey, Evan, why do you have drain cleaner in the fridge?
I like to keep it cold. I don't have anywhere else to put it.
Awesome. Now we just need something fizzy to mix this with, and I think I can make a bomb.
I don't think I have anything to mix. Wait. Amber, no.
Evan, I have to.
Amber, no. It's my roommate's. If he comes back and...
Evan, it's our only hope.
Fine. Use that sweet, sweet, fizzy, refreshing, delicious red coat fizz.
All right, Evan, I need you to trust me. Kick it in the shin before this baby blows.
What? No way!
We need his mouth to be open. Kick that giant, stinky lizard in the shins.
Okay. Ah! There, his mouth is open. Toss it in, quick.
Wish me luck, Snuffs.
Amber, we did it!
Yes, good buddy, we did.
Amber?
What?
Do dragons move when they're dead?
No. Why?
Aw, beans.